From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Japan is reacting with outrage to the apparent murder of a second Japanese hostage held by the so-called Islamic State group. The Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, is denouncing the militants after a video was posted online that appears to show the beheading of Kenji Goto, the Japanese journalist who was kidnapped in October. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is in Tokyo, where Abe is vowing to continue working with the international coalition fighting the ISIS militants.
In Japan, news of Kenji Goto's killing came before dawn on Sunday. A tired and worn-looking Prime Minister Abe emerged from his residence to condemn the actions of Islamic State. He called the killing an immoral and heinous act of terrorism. But he also made this commitment.
I am speechless, thinking about how the family must be feeling. I will not forgive these terrorists. For them to pay for this crime, we will continue to work with international communities. Japan will not give in to terrorists.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes reporting there from Tokyo. Jordan is joining the condemnation of the apparent killing of the Japanese hostage and is vowing to do all it can to secure the release of a Jordanian military pilot. Last night, relatives and supporters of the pilot held a candlelight vigil at the family home in southern Jordan. The U.S. Census Bureau considering adding another category that would allow people of Middle Eastern and North African descent to check their own box. NPR's Nathan Rott reports a change could be included in the 2020 census.
The new category would be called MENA, for Middle East North African, and it would affect an estimated 1.5 million Arab Americans in the U.S. Under the current categories, the census counts most Arab Americans as white by default. A specific designation, though, would help to give those Arab Americans greater political clout and access to public funding. The census data is used to help determine congressional district boundaries and where the government allocates federal funds. The Census Bureau is going to hold focus groups on the proposal in the next year. Congress would still have to approve any change. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
A slow-moving storm has crawled into the Midwest and is expected to dump more than a foot of snow as it moves toward New England, as Kabir Bhatia reports from member station WKSU.
Parts of northeast Ohio could see a foot of snow today as a system starts early this morning and gains strength moving east toward Pennsylvania. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Kaltika says the system is serious, but not as bad as what had been predicted for the East Coast earlier this week.
Right now, the low pressure is going to track through central and east central Ohio, and that will try to bring some warmer air up into the Akron-Canton area. Cleveland will remain mainly snow.
In recent weeks, some Cleveland suburbs have been asked to conserve water as ice in Lake Erie has blocked intake valves. But Kaltika says that's unlikely to worsen with this storm. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia.
And you're listening to NPR News. 20-year NFL linebacker Junior Seau and Pittsburgh Steelers running back Jerome Bettis are among the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2015. The selections were announced on the eve of today's Super Bowl. Doug Tribou of member station WBUR in Boston is in Phoenix, where the ceremony was held.
Junior Seau is the only member of the class elected in his first year of eligibility. Seau committed suicide in 2012 and was later diagnosed with a brain disease associated with repetitive head injuries. His son Tyler says Seau's selection comes with mixed emotions.
This is a huge honor for our family. It's definitely with a heavy heart accepting this because it should be him.
The eight-member class also includes Oakland and Los Angeles Raiders wide receiver Tim Brown and defensive standout Charles Haley, the only five-time Super Bowl champion in NFL history. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony is set for August 8th in Canton, Ohio. For NPR News, I'm Doug Tribou in Phoenix.
The remaining U.S. troops in Afghanistan are in line for a treat this Super Bowl Sunday. A charity based in Chicago is sending them 5,000 pizzas. Retired Air Force Master Sergeant Mark Evans founded and runs the charity PizzasForPatriots.com.
That's two Humvees full of the size of two Humvees. So that's 50,000 slices of pizza.
Evans says the charity has delivered more than a million slices to war zones. The men's final at the Australian Open has been a close match so far, but Novak Djokovic has taken the third set after splitting the first two in tie breaks with Andy Murray. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.